let's talk about what it is, and you did. Cryptanalysis, also known as code breaking.
Yes.
Cracking the code.
Yes.
What was that? How did you do that?
You see some of these books. These are the ones we studied. So we learned what they said that codes were like. And then there are books that the FBI had that were classified and you couldn't take them home. You just studied them at work. So then when a code came that we hadn't been able to break, well, then some of us worked on them. And we had to decide which particular code that they used. The ones that were really harder to break, I expect, were the German ones. The Germans are not anything but intelligent. But the Japanese were easier broken because their written language is all those little brush things with the ink, and they had to turn all those into telegraphic, like our Arabic alphabet is. So they were easier broken. But if we got a lot of codes that came from about the same place, and we thought that was so, well, then they could be superimposed, and you could kind of figure out, well, here is this, and sometimes there would be a little blank space, and sometimes if they came by telegraph, it was garbled, so that made it hard to even decipher if the code had been broken. The thing that the Germans did that I thought was real interesting, and it's now been released, we had people in the United States, and this is one of the things the FBI did. We tried to keep people who were called double agents. They might have been first-generation Germans, and they still had a lot of relatives in Germany, and they wrote back and forth, and some of them were businessmen here. So they would type a letter, and some of those spies would be in surveillance of our armed troops or the ammunition dumps or whatever it was, and they would take pictures of things. And they would reduce those pictures to the size of a dot, and they would put it on that business letter that spy was sending to his relatives in Germany. And when the Germans got the message, they pried off a little dot that was on the typewriter dot, and they blew it up, and then they knew what they were surveilling for the help of the German government.
That seems like something that you could only do today, but they were doing it back in the 40s. Mm-hmm.
As I say, the Germans have a real good intelligence. And one of the things that we had to do as FBI people was to read all prisoner of war letters that were sent back home to the people they knew. A lot of the Germans that were captured in the war in Europe, they didn't want to go to Great Britain because they were really on starvation there, and they had been bombed so much by the V-2 rockets. They wanted to come to the United States. One told me 8 and another one told me 20 prisoner of war camps. And they were all in the middle part of the United States, most of them. What they did when they had them here, the German POWs, the farmers whose sons had gone off to war needed help, so they worked on the farms in the daytime, but they had to show back up at the prisoner of war camp. A lot of them who did that and were prisoners of war in the United States after the war, they came back and have settled and become American citizens. They wanted to be here because they were treated pretty well in the prisoner of war camps.